You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
On littering, cleanliness and more, a texter says maybe if they spent the money that was invested into the plaque for the cleanest town into the station, then it mightn't look so bad. Spend money wisely, people. Well, that was Eyeball's money. That's not council money, to be very, very clear on that particular one. It's not Irish Rail's money, it's not Bus Éireann's money, but it is coming from the Irish Business Against Litter Group. They funded that particular statue, or sculpture, call it as you will, that was erected at the Abbey Street car park there in recent weeks. We'll move on. And my next guest will be running in the local elections this coming May. Barry O'Donovan is a Green Party candidate for local election 2019 and will be running in the Killaloe Municipal District. He's based in Tuamgraney. Good morning to you, Barry.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thanks, Richard, for joining us. Actually, considering you're a Green Party and in tune with the environment, as one would assume by virtue of that, is litter a big problem, do you think, at the moment in Ennis and in Clare?
I think litter is still a problem everywhere, unfortunately. I don't think it's as bad as it was. I'm sure we can all remember what it was like before things like the plastic bag charges came in, which encouraged people to reuse or reduce the amount of plastic bags that they were using, and certainly reduce the amount that went into the environment, which was a major positive step. I think everyone is aware that we still have too much plastic in our society. And that's something that I feel quite strongly about, is that we need to reduce the amount of single-use plastic, which will obviously reduce the amount that's available to become litter.
And we talk about that often in the context of coastal areas, but if you look at the video, for example, that I published on Facebook and Twitter on our Clare FM accounts this morning, a lot of the rubbish in Ennis, a long way from any coast, well, not a very long way, but a reasonably long way from any coast, that's plastic. That's plastic bottles or plastic packaging, whatever it may be.
Unfortunately, what ends up in our oceans often begins its journey far inland, and the wind will carry it to its final destination, which is basically the ocean, which, you know, if we don't notice it once it gets that far until it washes back up on our beaches.
Sure.
But obviously, I mean, if you purchase something and it comes in a wrapper, and, you know, either through accident or carelessness, that wrapper ends up going into the environment, it will stop somewhere where it will become visible. It won't disappear. It will not degrade for maybe 400 years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years. You know, so we need to consider that. I mean, you buy one bar of chocolate and the evidence of that will be around far longer than we'll be.
You're running, as I mentioned already in my introduction, for the Green Party in this year's local elections. We can hear already how the environment is a passion for you. Do you think it is something in which voters are passionate about as well? Do you think your message will resonate with people in East Clare?
Well, I hope so, Gavin. But it's about more than just the environment. I mean, a sustainable society, it begins with our economy. I mean, you know, one of the issues which affects me personally even is the need to commute from where I live to where I work, because I live in a very beautiful part of the world, but unfortunately there isn't the economic activity in that area to support all the people who live there. People are forced to commute. I mean, you know, that is, it's an environmental issue because people are driving cars because we don't have public transport. But it's also a quality of life issue, and it's an economic issue because our towns and villages are becoming hollowed out as people travel, you know, 20, 50, 100 kilometres every day in order to be able to make a living.
And it's something we've talked about, but you're not going to get big office blocks springing up in every village across the county. And yeah, some people can work remotely, but for others, you either don't have the broadband or your job just doesn't suit working from home. This is just going to be a fact of life, surely.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are certainly services which need to improve. And a lot of those services, they're not there now because we didn't have what's referred to as joined up thinking in the past, where perhaps new power lines were run, but there weren't data lines run along with them, or where maybe all of the roads were dug up to put down water mains or sewage mains, but unfortunately there wasn't ducting for other services put into the ground with them.
How could you fix some of these issues, though, if you are to be a county councillor? How could you address this?
Well, I think within the council, for instance, you know, the county development plan is the opportunity to decide how we move forward over the coming 5 years. And the current one is in place, but once that's following the next elections, work will begin on the subsequent county development plan.
So you're looking for what you call more joined up thinking and
more
and
joined up. Absolutely, more joined up thinking, a more integrated approach to things, an understanding of, I mean, not just the costs, but the lost opportunities when we allow something to happen because maybe it's the easiest approach to take, or, and it would require a little bit more effort to plan in advance to do things well. But the outcomes are going to improve dramatically if we can plan for everything that we're going to need rather than just the minimum we can get away with at a time.
We said we'd invite you on because at this time of the year, Barry, as you know, people are buying cars and upgrading or into the new year, and it's traditionally the busiest time for motor dealers. And we said we'd ask if people in Clare are ready to switch to electric cars and if the infrastructure is there to support them to do so. What's your own thoughts?
Look, Gavin, I mean, the figures for last year came out only last week, and they show that there has been an increase in the number of electric cars that were bought. They show there's an increase in the number of electric cars that were bought, you know, say within County Clare. It's nearly doubled year on year over the last 4 years.
To what level?
It's still, unfortunately, very low. It's still around the 1% of all new car sales, about 1% of imported cars are electric cars. That's across the whole country as well as in Clare. I mean, Clare, it's not behind the curve nationally, but unfortunately, it's not ahead of the curve either.
And that's not a surprise when people have to commute, as you've already outlined, when there aren't a huge amount of charging points, for example, or at least that's how it would seem to myself as the, you know, I don't use them, so I can't be 100% of that, but there doesn't seem to be a massive amount of them around. It's not a surprise, surely, that a lot of people are sticking with the internal combustion engine.
Absolutely not. I mean, it is quite difficult to plan for a journey. I mean, within County Clare, there are only 15 or so chargers at about 10 locations, and only two of those are capable of providing a fast charge, a rapid charge where, you know, without having to wait for an hour or two to top up your charge level enough to continue a journey. We do need more of them. We need more destination chargers. We need more chargers at locations where people park. You referred earlier on in your piece about litter to the bus station and train station in Ennis, where there is no charging infrastructure. I mean, it's the ideal place for somebody who's going to be commuting, say, to Limerick or who's heading down to Shannon to work, to drive into the bus station, park their car there for the day, put it on charge, let it charge for a few hours. When they come home, they can drive back and they could reach any part of Clare. You know, and it's a joined up approach. We may not be able to have a bus from someplace in, I mean, currently in East Clare there's no charging infrastructure, but from somewhere in East Clare all the way to Shannon. But if you can drive at a low impact to the environment and a reasonably low cost to yourself to a central location where you can then charge your vehicle and get on public transport. But it's a bit of the best of both worlds.
But is it a chicken and egg situation? You're on about putting in infrastructure to cater for a very small number of vehicles, 24 electric cars only registered in County Clare last year.
Well, actually, there was 37 because 13 people imported electric cars.
Fair enough. I was looking at the ones bought here. I'll accept that figure. Yeah.
No. And that's the thing. That's a thing that people are doing because, you know, obviously
there's financial reasons for it.
There's a financial reason for it. But that's 1% across the board last year in the Netherlands. By the end of last year, 30% of new car sales in December were EVs, and in Norway it was even higher.
We're a long way behind there, obviously.
We are, but the Irish government themselves, you know, initially they had a plan where 10% of all cars on the road would be EVs by 2020. They slowly wound that back, but even now, there's an EU requirement that we hit 30% by around 2025.
Okay, well, it looks unlikely we're going to get there, I would suggest, based on current progress.
It's unfortunately going to cost us a lot of money, should we fail to. That seems to be the approach, is that we will suffer some fines. I do believe that, you know, even with the limited infrastructure, that a lot of people can make them work, and that, you know, it is more efficient. It costs less to run an electric car. I mean, often significantly less. But we need to look at that. It needs to be included in planning applications. It needs to be a requirement. And again, it's coming down the road, but why are we going to wait until it's mandated in EU law that we have charging points at all new developments? I mean, we could get ahead of that. We could put it in place a year or two before the EU requires us to, and we will benefit from it. You know, as a society, as a community, as an economy, we will benefit from having the infrastructure available to people.
I need to leave it there, Barry, but thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Gavin.
Take care. Barry O'Donovan is a Green Party candidate for the next for this year's local elections. If you're buying a car, are you considering, are you even purchasing electric? Do let us know.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.